It is John Gibson. It is All Along the Watchtower. That might give you a hint as to whose birthday it is. And, of course,
that's Black.
Yeah. Day before Thanksgiving. And, you know, this is a dreaded time. You may not know this, but maybe you suspected it. This is a dreaded time for people in the news business because, you know, you just end up doing all of these stupid Thanksgiving stories and then later Christmas stories. I mean, the Christmas stories start the day after Thanksgiving. In fact, they're starting now. Thanksgiving, Fox News, 50 million people on the move, giant storm coming. New York Times. It is time for the annual snow bomb story. Oh, guess what? We're going to get hit right during the holiday season. New York Times, the people who keep those balloons from killing you at the Macy's Day Parade. Oh, New York Times, dealing with difficult relatives over the holiday. And I was, there's a woman named Amber Ruffin who's on the Seth Meyers show, and she provided that lesson for Thanksgiving dinner with your racist uncle.
Stick with me here. The White House hired Stephen Miller to be in charge of what's happening at the border. Now, what's happening at the border is racist. That means that Stephen Miller is racist. So if you are okay with what's happening at the border, even after reading Miller's emails, then you are a racist. And that's a lesson you can take to Thanksgiving dinner.
All right, another lesson you can take to Thanksgiving dinner. Thank you so much, Amber. Of course, not true, but it's Seth Meyers. It's in the middle of the night. It's millennials staying up late, and they laugh at crap. New York Times, the Butterball Hotline. You're having trouble with that turkey? There's a Butterball Hotline. Washington Post, five things to talk about that aren't politics at dinner. Washington Post, Cyber Monday is surpassing Black Friday as the big day to buy stuff supposedly cheap. Don't believe it. Although that's what I'm going to do. I mean, I'm going to be on Black Friday. I'm going to be online getting that Christmas shopping out of the way, and I might have to let some of it slop over to Monday, but that's what I'm going to do. Somebody's texting me early this morning. God knows why. Impeach. The Florida crowd chants bullshit when Trump says the impeachment is backfiring on the Democrats. That's in the Hill. New York Times, two Office of Management and Budget guys quit in protest over withholding aid. Well, you know, you get down in the story a little bit, and it's like, well, maybe not. The money quote. Mark Sandy did not identify either official, and it was unclear how senior they were or how directly their resignations were tied to their concerns over withholding aid. Oh, well, what's that headline all about? New York Times, Trump was briefed about the whistleblower, then released the aid. We got him. We got him. Washington Post, going over the details of those two guys testifying behind closed doors. Washington Post, July 25th, that happens to be my birthday, July 25th, minute by minute. You know, leading up to the call with Zelensky. Washington Post, how Trump ruined the hero dog. This just shows you that the Washington Post is rabid. It's foaming at the mouth. Page 6, New York Post, Hunter Biden was on a crack pipe at a New York D.C. gentleman's club while he had the Ukraine job. New York Times explaining something that you probably didn't need to know, explaining what a narrative violation is. It's kind of like, well, actually, or let me play the devil's advocate. This is the new term for saying, you know, well, actually, that's not true. Let me commit a narrative violation here. Actually, that's not true. I'll be the devil's advocate. Social justice warrior, Syracuse University protests because the administration didn't condemn racism fast enough. New category, things you missed the first time that are now back. This is the New York Times. The Amazon coat. What women are doing now that it's out. I didn't even know there was an Amazon coat. And I find out there was, and that it's like last year's coat, and now it's out. And so they got to figure out a new one. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, dogs can't help falling in love. This is sort of a New York Times story explaining why your dogs, you know, love you so much. I think about this all the time because my dogs do love me, and I know why they love me. I bring a bowl of food. They have no other way to get that bowl of food other than me or my wife. But most importantly, dogs love me. My dogs love me, and they love my wife because we can open doors and they can't. And they love to go through an open door. They just need somebody to open it. New York Times, it's hard to be an old farmer. Tell me about it. This story in upstate New York. A family farm has been in the farm for seven generations. It's down to a 71-year-old guy and his 67-year-old wife, and they just can't do it anymore. So they have to sell it. I think 240 years in the family. Oh, back to the dogs. Washington Post. Dog licks man. Man dies. Yeah, there's some kind of nasty bacteria in dogs that they're fine with it, and it'll kill you. Don't let them lick you in the mouth. Wall Street Journal, cattle ranchers fighting back against fake meat. Yeah, that's good. Wall Street Journal, Heather McDonald scares the shit out of college students because they're wimps. She's talking about how she goes to these speaking things, and then the students get up and walk out because she's trying to tell them, you are not oppressed. Yes, we are. We are oppressed. And we're going to walk out on you if you say we're not. Oh, New York Post. Report out from the Surgeon General or CDC or somebody, the FDA, somebody. CBD oil is snake oil. And there's stuff in there that'll hurt you. Don't believe the hype. Cannabis stock sinking after FDA warned CBD companies are selling crap. San Francisco Chronicle. Charles Schwab, founded in San Francisco by Charles Schwab, is moving from San Francisco to Texas. San Francisco loses another major headquarters. McKesson left, Bechtel left. I mean, you'd think they'd learn, but they don't. Let's see. I'm just checking the bitch box. Let's just see if we have anything here today for the podcast. It's not looking good. It is not looking good. I think you guys got to get on it because the number is 859-544-2766. And, of course, the email is host@johngibson.com. And don't forget the Twitter handle. The Twitter handle is @GibsonRadio. You probably can figure that out. Who's the birthday guy going to be today on the podcast? Check it out in just a little while.